Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. The following is a section pertaining to illustrating additional conditions of prayer. Among the conditions of the validity of prayer are to direct one's chest towards the Qibla, the physical entity of Qibla, that is Al-Ka'bah, or what is parallel to it from above to the seventh sky, and what is parallel to it from below to the seventh earth. This is done by directing one's chest towards it while standing or sitting, and directing most of one's body towards it in ruku' and sujood. Also, among the conditions of prayer is to know with certainty the setting in of the prayer time by visual observation or by relying on strong approximation, dhan, such as a person who has a word which one usually performs and knows it will not be completed till after setting in of prayer time. Also, among the conditions of prayer is for one to be Muslim. Hence, prayer is not valid if performed by a blasphemer. It is also a condition for the prayer for one to be at the age of mental discrimination, mumayyiz. Hence, the prayer is not valid if performed by a non-mumayyiz. The age of mental discrimination is the age at which the child understands when addressed and answers when asked. It is also among the conditions of prayer for one to deem the obligatory prayer an obligation. That is, for the one praying an obligatory prayer to know that it is obligatory. Therefore, if one were to deem it optional, his prayer is not valid. It is also a condition not to deem any of the integrals of the prayer that the Shafi'i scholars agreed upon being an integral, as recommended sunnah, such as reciting Al-Fatiha or ruku'. It is also a condition to cover al-awrah, even if one were alone or in the dark, with what conceals the color of the skin and hair, provided that one cannot see skin color through the cover in a normal setting where people sit to converse. Therefore, it will not be sufficient if one were able to distinguish between a dark skin and fair skin through a cover in the said setting. To suffice, it is a condition to cover the whole body of the free woman, with the exception of her face and hands, because both face and hands are not awra. Also, it is a condition to cover the area between the navel and the knees of a male and of a female slave, because the awra of both is the area between the navel and the knees. The concealment needs to be from all sides except from underneath. That is, except from underneath the awrah. The following is a section in illustrating the invalidators of prayer. Prayer is invalidated by speaking words that people usually converse with one another, excluding dhikr, supplication, dua, and reciting Al-Qur'an. If one does that voluntarily, remembering that one is praying, knowing that doing so is forbidden while praying. Even if the said speech were by uttering two letters, whether they carry a meaning or not, or by uttering any letter which carries a meaning, unless one forgets that he is praying and few statements are said. Hence, his prayer is not invalidated. The prayer is also invalidated by performing many moves. The Shafi'i scholars had difference in opinion regarding which is considered to be many. According to some scholars, many moves are as many as what would last for the duration of one rak'ah consecutively. According to other scholars, many moves are three consecutive moves invalidate the prayer. Even if performed with different limbs of the body, such as if one who is praying walk three consecutive steps. The latter is the famous saying in the school of Ash-Shafi'i. There are other sayings as well. The author, Shaykh Abdullah, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, "The first saying, however, that is performing many moves, is as many as what would last for the duration of one rak'ah, has a stronger evidence, because it conforms with the apparent meaning of some of the hadiths. The prayer is also invalidated by performing an excessive move, such as jumping. The prayer is also invalidated by adding an extra integral, which involves action, intentionally, such as performing two ruku's in one rak'ah in an obligatory prayer. The prayer is also invalidated by performing one move with the purpose of playing, even if it were not excessive. The prayer is also invalidated by eating or drinking, that is by ingesting food or drink into the inside of the body, jawf, except if one forgets that he is praying, and it is little what one has consumed. The prayer is also invalidated by intending to interrupt the prayer now or later, or by making an intention to interrupt the prayer contingent on the occurrence of an incident, such as intending to interrupt one's prayer upon the arrival of one's friend. Hence, the prayer is invalidated immediately. The prayer is also invalidated by hesitating about interrupting the prayer. One's prayer is invalidated immediately. Nevertheless, if an involuntary thought to do so were to cross one's heart, which did not result in hesitation or intention to interrupt the prayer is not invalidated. The prayer is also invalidated by completing an action integral of the prayer while the doubt persists. Whether or not one established the intention to perform prayer during the opening saying of Allahu Akbar, such as if one were to move from one action integral to another action integral while still in doubt of the said intention, one's prayer is immediately invalidated then. Or doubting for a long time about this intention, even if one does not move from one action integral to the next, one's prayer is invalidated. The following is a section illustrating the conditions for the rewardability of prayer. In addition to what has been mentioned in regards to the conditions of the prayer, the prayer is rewardable by Allah subhanahu, that is, for the one praying to get the reward from Allah, if the following conditions are satisfied. That is, when one performs the prayer for the sake of Allah, that is, with the purpose of obeying the order of Allah only, that is, not seeking the praise of people for praying, or else one would be committing the sin of riya' in sincerity, and for one's food, which is in one's abdomen while praying, clothing which one is wearing while praying, and place of worship and place of prayer at which one is praying are lawful, and one's heart has feared Allah for at least a moment during the prayer. For if one's heart has not feared Allah, not even for a moment, one's prayer is valid, but not rewardable. Fearing Allah here is for one to fear Allah while feeling in the heart veneration and glorification to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I humbly ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to enable us to perform the prayers with integrals and conditions, and to reward us for it. Ameen and Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah knows best.